And we're back! And Jake's gonna open us with a little story time.
So, this is what... So earlier today, I was hanging out with my friend Cameron, just doing our usual shit, getting really high, talking about life. And we were talking about how there's an algae on the floating plastic island in the Pacific that's eating the plastic.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, that's fucking cool. I'm like, you know, don't get me wrong, I want to explore space or whatnot, but like, I would rather figure out what's on 95% of our ocean floor first, you know? And then Cameron's like, no, we can't do that. Our planet's so overpopulated, we have honestly two options. Expand into space or mass genocide. Yeah, that's how my afternoon was going.
I mean, you go full Thanos. I've made that joke. David's made that joke.
I've made that joke. But he was actually being serious about it.
Paul made that joke. All right, so we're going to open this up. I'm talking about Jake Paul. We got three topics on Jake Paul, or Jake Paul related.
Jake Paul related.
If you don't know who Jake Paul is, please fast forward. Save yourself from having to know.
The
only reason I know is because they dragged me into it.
Anyway.
I got dragged into it because of that, and then just natural. I came across him a couple times anyways, but...
I had it until you two.
So. Last Saturday night, Jake Paul, in his third professional fight, I say, with finger quotes.
Harvest of finger quotes.
Professional.
Motherfucker proved he had knockout power.
Yeah.
As he, boy, the whole sequence up until Nate Robinson actually got knocked out, I mean, he was throwing some fucking combos.
He was throwing some cannon, some fire, but still, he's fighting someone who's just, he's not fighting even an amateur fucking boxer. Like, God. It's amazing, but like, even just, because he has enough money, so you know he's been training, you know he can afford decent training, so I mean, it's like, yes, Paul is an amateur, but still, someone with power and some amateur training can knock someone the fuck out when they don't know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, and I've heard some people covering this saying how Jake Paul has no training in boxing, but I mean, he has been training.
He clearly has. He threw some decent combinations in there. Even how it was obvious in the fight who had had some training, who had none.
I mean, he was an athlete in high school. He fucking wrestled and shit. So it's like, hard to believe that Jake Paul can be an athlete.
Huh.
It's just because he's a fucking moron.
Yes, he is. Does he lack common sense? Yeah, absolutely. But, does that mean he doesn't have some training and some knockout power because he's fit? He's in better shape than I fucking am.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm not shocked, especially because it was a clean fucking uppercut that was open guard, and he straight ate that shit.
So what that actually has now led to is today it's official.
Oh, God.
Logan Paul, Jake's brother, is going to fight Floyd Mayweather.
Okay. This shit's getting out of control, and someone's gonna die. And it's gonna be Logan Paul. And you know what? Fuck it. You got my money. I'm gonna probably watch it. Or actually, no, there's no probably. I'm absolutely...
Okay. Excuse the little moment of silence there after Jason spoke. He noticed... that I didn't notice that I had stopped the recording. Yay!
We're professionals.
Yeah. Also, forgot to mention, we are live on Twitch right now. I just, you know, we don't have a fucking camera right now, so you're just going to be able to listen if you want on Twitch. But anyway, what I was about to say was... God damn it. Hold on.
Logan Paul.
Yeah, it's...
That motherfucker.
So it's not a real fight. It's going to be considered an exhibition. And I'm like, if Logan Paul, fuck it. Even if he fucking lose, he can't lose. He's gonna get paid.
He's gonna make so much fucking money. But here's the thing: even Floyd Mayweather at 70% I don't have to like Floyd Mayweather. I don't. At all. As a person, he's a horrible person. But he is also one of the greatest fucking pound-for-pound fighters on the goddamn planet. There's no other way around that. And, I mean, it's not... He's just... You may not like his style, but that doesn't negate the fact that it's effective and he wins. And he's beaten... I mean, he doesn't need to prove shit. So this is... And the McGregor thing further proves that this will... At least... But maybe not as much money as that... But it will pull money because of a few things. One, because of how many people want to see Logan Paul possibly get knocked the fuck out.
Or die.
Or get his ass fucking just... He's going to get teed the fuck off. Unless Mayweather decides to toy with him, like Anderson Silva shit. And then, like I said in the chat, maybe Logan gets fucking lucky and catches him on one shot. And yeah, I mean, you never know. When you get hit on that button, you're going fucking out.
Here's my thing. This is Mayweather's legacy.
This is true.
He knows going into that fucking ring, if he even lets an amateur take him to the fucking...
Mm-hmm. To the cleaners?
Take him to the judges.
Oh.
Like, if you don't decisively win this fucking fight, you fucking tarnish your legacy.
He's tarnished it, especially because McGregor already took you to distance.
But McGregor's a professional fighter.
It's true. And... Really, Mayweather was in control of that entire fight, if you really watch most of it. There's a few times McGregor did catch him, but that was it.
I disagree. I think there was a moment where McGregor might have had Mayweather on the ropes.
Well, it was probably after that one... I forget, it was the thing might have been the second shot he got him with. But he got a really good shot in there, and he kind of staggered him a little bit. But he did... I mean, it's not MMA, so, you know, he can only go after him so much, and Mayweather recovered pretty quickly. But, I mean, that fight made so much damn money that this will make a good amount of money. One way or the other.
Especially if you put McGregor and Jake Paul the undercard or a co-main event. Maybe we could get LeBron to beat the shit out of Colby Covington, because he keeps running his fucking MAGA mouth.
That would be amazing.
Talking about a 6'11" athlete, and how tall is Colby fucking Covington?
I don't know.
But by the way, LeBron James is, we all would be lucky to be in his shape 30 years younger than he is.
Yeah, I mean, dude, he's 6'8". Dude's massive.
I'm pretty sure he's bigger than 6'8".
Is he? I thought he was around 6'8", 6'9".
Hold on, let's see.
It's
Colby Covington is 5'11".
That's an inch taller than me.
Yeah, I'm 2 inches taller than him.
LeBron James.
You're 6'1"?
Mm-hmm. 6'9". So it was right in the middle of what you and I said.
Yeah.
Still, we're talking about literally LeBron can put his arm out onto Colby's head and hold him back. And he's... can swing all day. You're not gonna hit him.
Yeah, even with Colby's training, I don't see him winning a fight against LeBron. Like, an actual fucking fight. I don't know. I just don't see it happening. But, I mean, at the same time, MMA fighters are, like, the ones that are seriously trained, usually are not exactly pushovers. I mean, they usually can beat people bigger than them, but that only goes so far, because like you said, LeBron's 6'9".
That's a 10-inch difference.
Yeah, and he's got the size.
LeBron
punch
him on the top of his head.
Yeah, he's just a built guy. There's no other way to put that. He's just a built guy. Like, Colby's a small, built little man. Little engine that could, if you will.
Alright.
Maggie.
Our last Jake Paul fucking
yes
topic is he's a COVID denier.
Oh.
And he also...
Yeah, he thinks it's a hoax.
There was an article put out, Jake Paul believes COVID is a hoax and 98% of news is fake.
Oh, that's...
Paul then accused the guy who wrote the article of... of misquoting him. Well, then this guy is like, Jake, I recorded the interview. So, I'm trying to pull it up here. Okay, hold on. Let me get my speaker so that the pod can hear it. And let's listen to Jake Paul deny COVID. It's super cringe.
I just don't understand the appeal of this guy. I don't get it personally.
As COVID cases were spiking in the state, and you know, it drew a number of neighbor complaints and condemnation from the mayor. And when Insider asked you about it in late July, you said, "I personally am not the type of person who's going to sit around and not live my life." I mean, I'm curious, do you regret those comments? Are you still living by that mentality?
Yeah, I mean, it's time for us to open up. Obviously, it's a controversial subject, but it's time for our nation to open up and go back to normal.
You really think that?
Sorry, Jake is so fucking hard to hear. Maybe I should pull this up on the TV.
Yeah, he's really hard to hear.
Yeah, I'm deaf.
But, so. I mean, I heard him say about the nation and opening up, and it's time, and just the Trump bullshit talking points that we've heard.
The election.
Oh, no.
But there was so much going
Ethan, no. This is not your podcast, Ethan.
Nope, you have a...
Stop it. You go back to the H3 podcast where you belong. Okay, so we're gonna start this over. And make sure we can all hear it.
You were hosting these giant sort of massless parties at your home in Calabasas as COVID cases were spiking in the state. And, you know, it drew a number of neighbor complaints and condemnation from the mayor. And when Insider asked you about it in late July, you said, "I personally am not the type of person who's going to sit around and not live my life." I mean, I'm curious, do you regret those comments? Are you still living by that mentality?
Oh my god, that was amazing.
We're not going to listen to the rest of it, but he also says literally that 98% of the news is fake. So I don't know, like, what it's like living in that kind of fear, but how do you, like, function if you don't, if you think every 98% of what you're hearing is fucking fake?
Yeah, that's some weird serious cognitive dissonance on a level I don't even know how to process. No, I laughed so hard because he talked about people coping with alcohol as you're pouring your fucking
Pouring a shot of tequila as he fucking said that, and I stopped and looked around the room like, maybe no one will point it out. All right, guys, we're done with Jake Paul. Moving on to our next topic. We didn't really want to get into it last week. The Belle Delphine thing, I sort of balked at it. Obviously, she announced the porn. It took a turn.
I didn't get the update.
She's selling the condom from the shoot.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
So...
Okay, so, oh, god damn. I don't even want to know how much someone's going to pay for that. Because
why would you want to buy...
But someone's going to buy it.
Because it's not like you're getting any part of Belle with that. You're just getting some man goo in a fucking piece of rubber.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's
her juices,
some of her juice is on the outside.
Maybe.
But that shit dries.
Yeah.
The semen tied inside. I mean, it's got a shelf life in there.
Yeah.
I think.
You got it.
Nope. We have confirmation that, in fact, it does not.
I just... God. Well, I mean,
didn't see that one coming, did you?
No. But, you know, I shouldn't be shocked because of everything else that has been surrounded Belle Delphine since I was introduced to her by you. Thank you.
Yeah, fuck you both for that.
Well, I mean,
no,
I mean, she's hot, but
yeah, she is.
And then you hear her speak with her fucking British accent. It's adorable.
When she's normal, yeah, like in the age.
She's an artist, though. That's what it is. She's a fucking artist, and she's avant-garde as fuck. And now she's a porn star. So I mean, maybe the artist part is not there.
I was
gonna
say, I don't hate the hustle. I mean, if anything, I applaud her that she has enough fucking internet twerps out there that are willing to fucking pay her that kind of money. Pay her whatever the fuck she's going to charge for that.
Dude.
I mean, didn't she make a fuckload of money on bathwater? So this is, I really shouldn't be that surprised by this. This is just... And then she mailed a vial of blood to what's his fucking name?
It was a vial of spit.
Oh, was it spit? Oh, okay.
Well, she sent a whole whole fucking car to Will and E.
That's true. A whole goddamn car to him.
His girlfriend did not care for it.
Yeah, I can't imagine that she did. I don't know a single woman on this planet that would be okay with that situation. That would be a hard sell.
All right, are you ready for a weirder piece of news?
God, it gets weirder than that.
Yeah, because Mario Lopez is set to play Colonel Sanders in a Lifetime mini movie called A Recipe for Seduction.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. I saw it's a mini movie trailer thing. Dude, it's fucking hilarious. The trailer's on Twitter. It's funny.
If y'all could just see Jake's face right now, because he's not disgusted. He's just kind of confused and maybe slightly intrigued.
Yeah, there's a trailer out for it, and it's really funny.
Should we watch the trailer?
I mean, yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
I need a dab for this.
It's
you dropped yours.
God damn it. It's fine. I keep forgetting about it.
Can I get a dab?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's wait.
Okay.
But anyways, you're going to like this.
I'm going to pause this. All right, here we go.
What the hell are you doing?
A Lifetime original mini movie.
You don't answer my proposal. Now you're not answering my call.
I think I'm falling for the new chef.
Jessica is falling for Harley.
The cook? Leave Jessica.
He has a secret recipe that's gonna change the world.
Robin seems to have some secrets.
We all have our secrets.
You can marry my daughter. I promise you'll be more along with friends in your future.
Mom, I have to tell you something. We have a problem.
See what's out, chicken man. We'll take care of this. We'll hate
everything!
Just come away!
Who the hell are you?
Harlan Sanders, the new chef.
Mario Lopez is Colonel Sanders.
For seduction. What the hell is wrong with people?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yo. Yeah. Listen. Listen. If that isn't ripped straight out of Idiocracy 2, then I don't know what fucking world, what life we're living.
Dude, if Mike Judge doesn't
Was there an Idiocracy with, too?
No. If Mike Judge
But that would be in it.
If Mike Judge doesn't come out with Idiocracy 2, like, I would be very disappointed.
Oh, God, he hasn't, but... Yeah. Whew, that was fucking fantastic, by the way.
Talk about a movie that developed a cult following.
Oh, right? Movie's great.
It's fantastic.
So, there's that.
It's one of the reasons I love Dax Shepard so much.
Yeah.
Now we got this. And, I'll leave you to decide what you want to do with it. Former Israeli space security chief says that they've been in contact with aliens and the Galactic Federation for some time now and that humanity isn't ready.
Oh, he also said the U.S. too. So,
what?
The Galactic Federation, Jake.
When are we seeing lightsabers, people? But, I mean, I slightly agreed, though. I mean, humanity's really not ready. I mean, I can only imagine how this fucking planet would react if, like, some aliens, like, appeared, like, first contact Star Trek type shit. Or even, hell, fuck, if they appeared, like, Independence Day. That would fuck, that would be all hell break loose.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
That would not be good. So, no. People are, can be, a person can be cool, calm, rational. People are not.
No. All right, hold on. All right, anyway, sorry about that. That whole first 20 minutes recorded directly through the computer and not our microphone. So that's cool.
The Steelers lost to Redskins.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What?
Yeah.
Talk about that for a second. I'll be right back.
They just did. Fourth down stop. Washington ties things up versus the undefeated Steelers. That's fucking hilarious.
Holy shit.
Dude, if they can end up winning the division.
With that win alone.
Yeah, they have more wins than anybody in the division right now. Now they have Alex Smith and he's playing good. Like, that was a hell of a catch, too. Damn, that's crazy. That is really funny that they just lost.
Fuck.
The Redskins. Dude, every time Alex Smith gets sacked, part of me worries.
I need teams to start losing.
Oh, Alex Smith got cleated, apparently.
What?
It is not on his surgically repaired leg. It was on his other foot. He had some blood coming down his leg because he accidentally got cleated.
Oh, ew. They're
saying it's accidentally. I mean, you never know that shit. Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
No, what's hilarious is the Jets are 0-12.
Yeah, they're probably going to try and get the first round pick, but I don't think Lawrence will play. Retired General Lloyd Austin will be nominated by Biden to become the next Secretary of Defense, making Austin the first black person to lead the Pentagon.
So,
I don't know.
Do you know what Dallas and Amelia Earhart have in common?
Fuck you, Diamond.
They're both at the bottom of something.
That's good.
I was like, do you know what Dallas and Amelia Earhart have in common? He's like, I'm like, they're both at the bottom of something.
That's mean.
Sorry, Amelia Earhart and her family.
Not sorry.
Damn, now I'm hungry.
Sorry.
Wait, where'd you get food from?
Oh, geez. Got me a Philly.
Good call.
You got some juice on you.
I did.
Some juices.
This just became the Mukbang Podcast.
What?
Mukbang Podcast. You don't know what a mukbang is? Oh, Jason.
Oh, God. You don't know what a mukbang is?
No, I haven't.
That's a new one for me.
Fuck. He tells you to tell me. Of course.
There's no way to fucking tell you. It's something that has to be shown.
Whoa. You gotta show it to me?
I don't know. I don't even know where to begin on that one.
What? I'm so lost in the sauce right now.
How do you even spell it?
M-U-C-K.
Bong.
B-O-N-G. Mukbang.
Well, you know what? You get Nikado Avocado. Enjoy it, motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. It's...
Oh, look at my hair. I'm so skinny. I'm so skinny. I'm actually really skinny. I just weighed myself. I lost 4 pounds.
Okay, now I'm going to fast forward to where he's actually eating because he's just ranting here.
The thing is, he doesn't, like...
That's true. He doesn't actually do the mukbang. He's just obnoxious. I hate him. Actually, let's do this guy.
Go to the squid lady.
Oh. All right. ASMR? Oh my God, there's ASMR.
It's usually ASMR. This is a mukbang.
Oh,
Hold on. Somebody describe for the podcast what the fuck's going on.
She's grabbing what look like octopi. And they're inking. They're inking.
Yeah, they're scared.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's decapitating them live.
Wow, that, God. I was not prepared for this one. So, yeah, this is a thing.
It burst!
Yeah. What the...
The decapitated...
This has 7.8 million views.
What the fuck is this?
Alright.
Are you just watching?
I got another one. That's what a mukbang is.
Yeah, that's a horrible one. There's ones that are like...
Well, there's Trisha.
Oh my god, seriously?
Hey guys, I have a new setup for my eating shows. I don't know if this is going to be great. I'm in my living room eating.
Look at how much food she has.
I'd show you guys more of the food if it was on the coffee table, which I do a lot anyways. So today I'm eating from Pizza Hut, and
there is so much goddamn food.
I don't even know what the
triple treat... We would have leftovers.
Yeah, what the fuck is a triple treat box? I've never even heard of that.
That's
4 years ago, but still.
And probably, I mean, literally probably like...
They were giving away an Xbox One every hour.
Well, maybe there are. I don't know. I just never really ordered Pizza Hut.
Oh, that's why it's the box.
Got it. Triple threat pizza box is kind of everything, which is why I wanted to order. I also got pastas and breadsticks.
I do remember it.
Yeah, now that it's hungry, now that I'm.
I didn't eat dinner last night. I'm so hungry. So, okay, let's just get into this. I'm really.
What
excited.
If she actually gotten the fucking Xbox?
So
that'd be some funny ass shit.
It comes with pizza, breadsticks, and a dessert. So.
What is on the right? Like.
There's the pizza. Oh my god, I haven't had pizza in so long.
Why would you just? Oh, it's got
so
pepperoni.
This is just, wow.
This is
it's so different.
The worst mukbang I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them. More than I care to.
There's one other kind.
Okay, so I think the only one I've seen, I can understand this. Epic Mealtime.
Kinda, but
not as funny and acted
not
out.
Not nearly as funny.
But the end, but them all eating the mass quantities of fucking food.
Just mass quantities.
And it's so often McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, look at all those fucking noodles.
That's so much noodles.
And they just eat it all?
Mm-hmm.
Like in one sitting.
Dude, some of these skinny bitches eat a lot of fucking food. I often wonder if they throw it up afterwards, because it's just so, even for me, it's so much food.
I want to find, hold on, we're going to pause so we find the right video again. Alright, so, Jake went to smoke, he needed a minute. We're cutting right back in on this, and,
Door's open behind you.
I fell down a rabbit hole.
That he's pulling us into, apparently.
Yo, we're not even watching these videos. Let's just look at these fucking thumbnails. Lobster boil mukbang. Look at that fucking lobster tail and that bowl of whatever the fuck. She got next one over. Seafood boil drenched in Alfredo sauce. That's a fucking... That is a hallmark of seafood mukbangs is Alfredo sauce. I've seen one where this girl's taking... Like, long fucking crab, like, pieces of crab meat like that. And she's like triple, quadruple fucking sextuple, dipping them in fucking Alfredo and just like lowering it into her throat and swallowing it. Oh god damn it, why do you have to have so many buttons bunched together? LG, your fucking remote design sucks. Look at that. How's a fat fucking American supposed to do anything? Oh, Jason and his 184 pounds, I'm sure he has no fucking trouble.
Yeah, you skinny bitch, you fucking asshole.
We love Jason, don't get it wrong.
Love him to death. Fucking my brother for life.
But this motherfucker comes at me and Jake, who are both robust, rotund Americans, to complain that he's 184 pounds.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Zane to pick up his
mom's. Oh, I know. We're making fun of you and yelling on the podcast for being skinny. we're skinny shaming you.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck I lost that much weight.
But just go on this ride with us. Mother's Day seafood boil with Curtis from the crab, or Curtis the crab from Vital Choice. Look at the size of that fucking crab.
That is mad. 11 million views in 2 years.
Lobster mac and Cheetos balls.
Okay,
plus recipe. A 16-pound whole fucking roasted alligator.
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
Gas station hot pickle mukbang.
Ultimate mac and cheese mukbang.
Now that looks bomb.
That does look pretty good. I mean,
colossal black tiger prawns. Look at the size of this fucking shrimp.
I mean,
15-pound lobster. Dude, that had to cost her a fucking... That had to cost her my rent check for a month.
Seriously. 2.1 million people. That's a lot.
60 million views in 7 months.
Wow. That's... Wow. It's ASMR.
Disrespectful mukbang muk prank on my mom. Featuring Pizza Hut. Edible deodorant. By the way, with those, people actually make, like, sugar cubes, essentially. And they mold them and stick them into the fucking speed stick that's been emptied out and eat it so that you get that visceral reaction from people that think you're eating fucking... Because it looks like you're eating deodorant. 50-piece McNuggets covered in fucking nacho cheese.
You know, I gotta admit, that's one thing I've never thought of dipping my nuggets in.
Sounds good.
But I'm mildly curious, yes. I'm mildly curious.
There's another 15-pound lobster. Look at...
Same chick.
Bro, that fucking claw is the size of your head. And mine.
That's not funny, Christopher.
Massive Italian feast mukbang. This woman doesn't need to be eating like that.
Whoa. Dear God.
You need to see the name of the fucking channel. Hungry Fat Chick.
I mean... Yeah.
There's another one with Eat With Q with another giant fucking crab.
Yeah, this
Look at the size of that fucking fish!
What in the fuck?
Oh, here's my favorite. Redneck mukbang.
Oh my goodness. That is a whole lot going on in that fucking that thumbnail.
Why don't you explain it?
I mean, good lord. This lady has got a cigarette hanging out of the left side of her face, dangling. She is given the proverbial look at this
to point
with her...
Okay, so there's mac and cheese on that plate, definitely.
Yeah, and then I can't tell what that other...
Some sort of mystery substance.
Yes.
Looks like some kind of meat of some sort.
Yeah, I can't... Maybe salmon. It could be barbecue.
You think this woman's eating salmon?
She's eating barbecue.
Barbecue chicken.
11 lobster tails.
Hold on. What the fuck is... This kid is... What the hell? Is this like some fucking The Grudge shit going on here, but not as creepy, obviously? I don't know, like, I'm really spooked out by that.
11 lobster tails.
That's a lot of fucking lobster tails.
12 lobster tails.
Jesus. And the fact that these people got some of their kids in on this shit, I'm sorry, that kind of is... Like, I've thought about having Christopher and me, like, do, a Star Wars review thing together. But that's just because we want to have some fun. I'm not really trying to, like, profiteer my child off and incorporate them into some seriously unhealthy practices. Chocolate bubble party? What the fuck is a chocolate? Is that like where there's chocolate inside of it and it bursts?
I have no idea.
I want to know what most popular food for... What the fuck is... There's ASMR. Of course there's ASMR food mukbangs. Why the fuck not? Why the fuck? The purple food... what the hell?
Mukbangers tried the Deadly One Chip Challenge and they've edited themselves all bloody.
Oh my god.
You don't bleed from the mouth. You just burn.
Yeah, seriously. I mean... Viral TikTok...
Jalapenos, Takis, and cream cheese? Okay, mate, that... Edible Hydro Flask. Scrunchies and shoes.
Oh, I'm losing faith in humanity, like, by the second here. Wow, that's a big hot Cheeto mozzarella corn dog fucking...
I'll take two.
I know. I would absolutely try it. I'm not denying that. Just
Jesus, look at that.
That's a lot.
ASMR nuclear fire noodles with Nikocado avocado and Trisha Paytas. I might watch that video just because that's two of the biggest train wrecks on the internet.
Yeah, we gotta watch that.
That's so... Oh my god, it's ASMR too. I always forget this part.
What is ASMR?
You're about to fucking find out.
Filmed on a very powerful microphone, very amplified. So you're hearing every sound.
Of course, they're smashing their fucking shit.
It's all about as much noise as they can make. Why would you need that much noodles?
I don't know.
I mean, Jake likes noodles, but Jake, do you need that much noodles?
I just smash noodles, man. I'm contemplating doing one of these with noodles. Not this much, though. Fuck.
I'm just amazed that this is a thing, that this is just is a section. Like, there's a lot of people doing it. I don't get it. I fucking don't get it.
Well, we've committed over 25 minutes to it right now.
Well, for, like, what we're doing, I get. Because we're talking about something that's just, what the fuck? I mean, you show this to any normal person, they're going to be like, what the fuck is this?
The other thing in an ASMR, like this, Jake, is nobody speaks, but there are ASMRs where people are whispering.
Yeah, and they're just... It's just very low and, like, magnified.
Well, that's truly a disgusting sound.
That just sounds like somebody's getting fisted.
Which Jason does have first-hand knowledge of.
He enjoys it.
You know,
good old fisted. He appreciates it when I just go fucking elbow deep on him.
Oh my god!
How long do you think this mixing went on? Because we just saw our fourth cut.
That had to have taken at least probably 5 minutes, maybe 10.
What is this? This is just more dry pepper now?
Yeah, to make it hot as fuck, probably. What the fuck? God, look at her nails. They're insanely, like, fucking outrageous. They're just fucking outrageous.
You really want to do the shot of Pepto before?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I kind of get that.
Trisha, the only one that can't use a fucking set of what do you call it? Chopsticks.
I just can't.
She also can't keep up with them. Jeez, look at them stuff their faces.
Yeah, well,
look. Well, Nikocado Avocado's used to shoving shit down his throat.
I was gonna say, that guy's very openly admitted how much he shoves cock down his throat. So, shoveling noodles is probably not that, you know. Plus, he shoves all kinds of food down his throat. Trisha is just creeping me out so fucking much right now. It's,
You know, Nikocado Avocado actually is a fantastic violinist.
Really?
Yeah. Alright.
Sorry.
So that was that. Eating McDonald's and being emo, Trisha Paytas.
Huh. What?
I don't know how you make hot Cheetos noodles.
You make the noodles and you powder up the hot Cheetos.
Gross.
And then you figure out a way to mix it.
It seems like McDonald's is really popular for mukbangs. God, 42 minutes at the Heart Attack Grill with Nikocado Avocado and two very large women.
Very large women.
Hi.
Me having to do parental stuff. Fun, fun. I mean, I can't give Christopher too much shit because I don't know, he is kind of sensitive.
Oh, God, look who's in the mukbang game.
What the... This is Big Ed. He's almost got 1 million fucking views. Ugh. Fuck you, Big Ed.
Hey, Big Ed, here. Big Ed.
I can't let those go to waste. You don't get shit.
Tonight, I decided to have me some, Korean food, mukbang style. I want to thank you guys for listening. I also want you to check out my merch site. It's bigedware.com, okay?
Oh my God.
So let's get started. I don't know where to begin.
If I ever see somebody.
This right here.
And Big M.
You know he lives in San Diego.
Oh, of course he does.
Why isn't Encinitas?
Of course he does.
Oh my God, it's. It's spicy, but it's good. Oh my God, this is so good.
He is just a very...
Oh shit, I'm getting on my shirt.
Is this... good Lord.
This is so good.
I mean, the food does look tasty. The wings look very good.
I do like crispy Korean wings.
They are tasty.
They are very tasty.
Oh, he's got pot stickers, too. Those things are fucking
I've
big.
Never been to Korea. I've been to North Korea. I'm just kidding. I've never been to Korea.
Okay. I figured this much. You just said you've never been to North Korea, which I was just...
Love Korea.
That was a joke.
They're so beautiful. I would love to.
Is North Korea?
I want to go to Korea. I want to go to Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, let's get back on track here.
Oh, boy, Ed. I mean, yeah, wow. Dude, this Soy So Young chick, 38 million views!
It's because she's huge all over the world, bro.
I know, but that's because, I mean, this woman's fucking eating goddamn octopuses.
Live octopi.
What the fuck ever?
I knew that was coming.
Eating McDonald's, being... What the hell is going on there?
Oh, that's Trisha, eating McDonald's and being emo.
What?
Because she got a fucking crazy looking wig.
Fuck.
So now she thinks she's emo.
God, she really is just the worst.
One week it's a chicken nugget. Next week it's a... she's a trans man. Next week she's Jewish. Now she's emo.
But she's also had multiple personality disorder. Like, fuck you, bitch. Thank you, fuck you, bye.
Alright. So, reports are... Donald Trump is planning a made-for-TV exit from the White House on Air Force One, hoping to pull viewership from the inauguration.
Dude, what?
God.
What?
The Trump administration is planning a made-for-TV filmed exit of the White House onto Air Force One to a campaign rally in order to try and pull viewership from the inauguration.
I'll tell you what.
He can't use Air Force One anymore.
I was going to say, there is expiration on that, for one. Two.
Well, the thought would be that he's going to record it in advance and then probably play it at, you know, share it online and then also play it at the fucking rally before he walks out on stage.
I think media outlets, if they have any shred of the decency left, which is not, I'm not hopeful, they will not air that shit. Because, I mean, if you can't see where the damage he's done over the last 4 years and what's going on in this country and the level of cult-like behavior coming from his supporters, it's worrisome. I no longer question how Hitler got power. I get it now.
It's scary stuff, man.
It's very troublesome because, honestly, Trump is not really what worries me. He's old as fuck.
Bro.
He's old as fuck.
Oh,
and someone worse is going to come along.
Oh, my God. So, this conversation totally reminded me. Remember that fucking dumb redneck couple we saw at Walmart yesterday? That were wearing the mask that said worn by force or whatnot?
Oh, my God. That did fucking... Dude.
Oh, my God. Husband and wife both wearing these masks.
Pure fucking magatard. Just... wearing these masks that just look like they came from the Proud Boys merch line. Fucking worn by force. Fucking, and then some other snarky shit below it about being a sheep. I'm like, bitch, you are literally being a sheep like everybody else and wearing a fucking mask. You're also in your little cult, which I'm assuming it was, you know, InfoWars that probably sold them that shit. It was fucking funny, though. I chuckled. And I hope they fucking heard me, because I was not... I couldn't even hold it before they got past me. I started laughing the moment I locked eyes.
I know. I told you. You're just like...
I'm wearing my veteran shirt, so I'm like, bitch, fucking say something. Fucking say something, please. I will light you up in fucking Walmart. I was hoping they would that motherfucker would have turned around and said something, but he didn't say anything. Because most of them don't. And it just was so funny. And I felt bad for, like, that couple, that older guy walking around where he's wearing, like, a normal mask or whatever. And his fucking kid's the one wearing the Make America Great Again mask. And I'm like...
So. Rudy got COVID.
Of course he did. Rudy also has tooties.
Rudy's apparently also melting. I don't know. Fucking Rudy Giuliani, like,
true.
What a fucking train wreck he's become in 19 years.
It's amazing. Because I remember high school. I do remember how, like, he still wasn't, like...
He was respectable as the mayor of New York.
He was definitely, at that, by 2005, he definitely wasn't as popular as he was in, like, 2001 or 2002, maybe, but... Still, like, it's just incredible to see where he is at now.
Oh,
I mean, including Borat, including this
crazy fucking bitch.
The poll book is completely off. Completely off.
Off that 30,000?
By the way, this is one of Rudy's witness.
In Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say to prefixes.
Was this one? This wasn't the one in the Hyatt. It was somewhere else.
But, I'd say that poll book is off by over 100,000. Yeah. That poll book. Why don't you look at the registered voters on there?
So, my question then is if the
guess how many? Wait, what about the turnout rate?
Yes, Rudy's trying to get her to shut the fuck up.
You're overselling it. I didn't
120%.
Let's
let Representative Johnson ask his question. My question here is, why we're not seeing the poll book off by 30,000 votes? That's not the case.
What did you guys do? Take it and do something crazy to it?
And then she does the eyebrows. She goes.
I mean, this is like watching.
First off, I would smash. What's her name?
I have no idea.
Erin Burnett. I had to think about it. CNN, so nice job.
It's just like, This lady's out of her fucking mind.
That chick is a lunatic and drunk. She's clearly just threw back a couple, you know, a whole fifth maybe before she went and did that shit. Cause
before she had to go for a big
performance. Dude, that's the short version. The long one, she slurs her words a couple of times.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's Nakano Avocado and making out with his husband.
There's that. Alright, let's watch something that's going to piss us all off.
Oh.
And that's this guy.
No.
We're just going to fast forward. So basically, he's tracking down a PS5, finds one, buys it for about $1,700.
He did all this for 21k views.
I can't fucking stand this guy.
He did this for 21k. I mean, you're fucking...
First of all, as he's just throwing a trash on the fucking ground, like, they said this was your hometown, mate. You fucking piece of shit.
I just don't. I see now why you only got 21k views, because you didn't have this shit like pre-ready to go. I mean, you spent all that money just to do. Okay.
Like, what the
like,
fuck?
I don't get it. I don't, like, care. I've been a gamer my whole life, and I'm just like, okay, so you wasted your money.
You didn't recoup any.
Destroying a PS5 on stairs on public property. Obnoxiously annoying people. I don't understand this.
And the thing is, like, this guy's audience, our kids that probably would fucking love to get a PS5, but they can't because of all the fucking assholes that scalped him that he fucking bought this off of.
Yeah, and, dude, there's people in the UK I was reading an article about, some gangs out there that are, like, hijacking trucks and stuff, and they're stealing PS5s and shit, and they're selling them. It's fucking crazy. People are losing their minds over those goddamn things.
Out of fucking control.
Out of control.
Alright, the last thing I got for this week is AEW Dynamite on Wednesday.
Oof. Delicious.
It's a great show, but there's two key points that I think we would be remiss not to hit. And that's, first of all, it's a man called Sting.
Yes.
Sting made his fucking debut. Dude. And it was bad fucking ass.
Dude, when Shivani did the, it's Sting! I mean, first off, I got, like, fully erect. And then, secondly, I was instantly just, like, taken back 20 years. And it was wonderful. It was fucking wonderful.
I doubt Jake has seen it, so let's play it.
Taz's men are in control. Cage with Dustin on his shoulders and just...
I like how he does the
F5. I'm concerned for Arn Anderson. Yeah, me too. And Cody's being choked out over there. Oh, my God. It's good to see the referees are Johnny on the spot. This is a mugging. It is, and look at calling the shots there is Taz. They got the belt, they got the FTW belt. And it's not going to be an ornament, it's going to be a weapon. I think I know what I'm talking about. Oh, he wants him to pull a full Cody out. But Taz is calling every shot.
Yes, he is.
He's calling the plays, he's sending them in.
They're holding Cody up.
I wish he would still do the drill claw. He doesn't seem to do the drill claw.
Get goosebumps when I see this, man.
Yeah, that was wonderful. That's wonderful.
Shut up, dog.
I love his entrance music, too. It's great.
Badass, dude.
Fucking perfect.
Dude, I'd be losing my fucking mind if I was there just like these guys.
I would have lost my shit. You know what this makes me stoked for? When we actually go to AEW? Because he's probably still gonna fucking be involved with the company at some fucking point when we go.
He signed a 2-year deal.
Like, we're gonna get the possible... I mean, I don't care if he just comes out and does a fucking interview and Stinger splashes somebody. I'm gonna fucking lose my shit.
Arn Anderson's like...
I love it.
Like Arn seen a ghost. Then they made out for like 20 minutes. It was weird. It was really weird.
They got super sensual. I'm friends with that dude on Twitter. His name's Broken Like Marcus Graves or something. He's a nice guy. Always, the minor accents are always great.
So, yeah. What'd you think of that there, Jake? Still to this day, I get goosebumps, man.
I love seeing. He's one of my favorites. He's definitely one of my favorites.
And the other big news was... John Moxley has been dethroned.
By Kenny Olivier. Or Kenny Omega.
Omega.
Kenny Omega. Dude, I'm so glad I'm excited for where this goes. I mean, some of the criticism's levely at it, whatever. That's your opinion, and you're entitled to that. But you know what? As a wrestling fan, this is awesome. This is like what being able imagining like ECW going to battle with WCW kind of thing.
Well, yeah, you didn't really mention it to the audience yet. Kenny wins and then rushes out of the arena with Don Callis, who announces that we'll see them Tuesday on Impact.
Impact Wrestling, yeah. So Impact Wrestling, AEW, are all
see,
wrestling.
Jake had no clue what you were talking about until we said it. Yes, he's taking the AEW Championship to Impact on Tuesday night.
So it's, you got like an impossible interpromotional war thing going on national television. Whereas WWE's never even done anything like that. Not to that. Nothing like that. WWE doesn't even really acknowledge other companies fucking exist. It's so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. But and that's where like hurts their continuity a lot. It's because guys like AJ Styles have a very storied career in New Japan. Well, not, I mean, he has a good career in New Japan. He's won the title twice, but in TNA and stuff. And occasionally they'll mention other companies, but they rarely mention any. And it just bugs me. I don't know.
The only time I can remember WWE doing it was Kurt Angle.
Yeah, and Jess.
When he and Jess was like, said something about Impact in passing.
Impact hiring, yeah. Or TNA hiring. And then Impact, like, a bunch of Impact wrestlers went on Twitter and, like, made, like, because, you know, they got a little salty about it, because, you know, WWE's poking fun at them.
Anyway. So, yeah, I mean, we'll definitely have to see what goes on with that.
It'll be interesting, definitely.
My question is, of course, how the fuck do I watch Impact? Where do I find Impact?
It's on Sling on Access.
There you go. See? You had an answer.
Yep. Sling Access TV. I mean, that's how I'm going to watch it.
So, you better get your Sling TV going.
When is it?
Tuesdays.
At a
no,
time.
Wait, is this one coming up tomorrow night?
Yes, this one's coming Tuesday.
Damn, I have plans.
Well, I mean, Matt...
You live in the internet era, though.
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't have Sling.
Yes, but we do.
Yes, and we might record. I'm pretty sure he's going to record it, so.
As long as Jake doesn't delete it.
There we go.
Anyway, all right. Jake's doing his little dabberstein over here.
Big
old
dabby.
We're going to wait just a second for him to cough it out. All right. Pretend that we played like an intro song for Famous Birthdays. Jake's almost done over there, I swear.
No, that one got me good. All that right. Little joke got me. Okay, now I'm done.
Yeah, maybe I was wrong. Maybe there's none today.
Really?
Adam Devine.
Who?
Dude from Workaholics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Billy Graham. Luckily, he's dead.
Don't remind me.
Yo, guys, maybe I should have looked this up first, but there's, like, no recognizable names.
Yeah, that happens.
Do you want to go yesterday or tomorrow?
Well, we might have to.
You just my dog.
Because of the people that they list, I don't know Anthony Reeves, Bethany Moto. Oh, Lord, I know who Lord is.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley Newman, Bryce Buse. Ashley Lovelace. It says Buse, just B-U-S-E. No, why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Amy Beth McNulty.
Nope.
Curly-headed Charles.
Curly-headed
Charles. Ashley Beeson. David Guida.
Yeah.
Algie Smith.
No.
Tara Valch. David DeGee. Duncan Joseph. I don't know these people. Dude, are we old?
None. I don't know.
Guys, are we old?
Maybe.
Why? How young?
Because we don't know any of these people.
Yes, but how old are those people?
They're all young.
Oh. Well, yeah. No shit. Yeah, we're old.
All right. Tomorrow. We're going to do tomorrow's birthdays because there's some names. Sir Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, that's a good one.
64. $130 million.
I'm gonna go 57. And $200 million.
Alright, so he's 54.
Nice.
And this is gonna surprise everybody in the room, but he's only worth $63 million.
Really?
You would think with the TV shows,
the
books, the restaurant, but he's always constantly fucking opening new restaurants and shit. So I'm sure, like, he's got business interests that are not, I mean, but it's supposed to be net worth, so wouldn't it? Who fucking knows? Okay, next one.
That was a good one, though, Gordon Ramsay. Especially considering my mom watches Hell's Kitchen religiously.
How about Tech and Nina?
What?
Who?
Tech 9.
Oh, Tech 9?
Oh.
Tech 9?
For, you know,
Mr. Caribou Lou, bro.
I should have no idea.
I'm gonna say 43 and worth 40 million.
I'm gonna say 40 and 12 million.
Tech Nine is 49. And he is worth $16 million.
I'm closer on money.
I'm closer on age, and you've been closer on money both times.
He's always been sort of an indie act,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't think he made too much.
No. Giancarlo Stanton of the New York Yankees.
Ooh.
34 and. Email?
Nah. He's probably like 29 and like 48 now.
He is 31.
Oh.
And currently worth 40 million, but has a contract worth over 200.
Right, but we're
he hasn't made that money yet.
Yeah, no. So I was right, and then Jason was right. Okay,
so we flopped on that one. High five.
Our last one, Miss Tara Reid.
Oh, God.
She's got to be in her late 40s.
I'm going to say 49.
I'm going to say 48.
And, oh God, how much do you think she's worth and how much has she blown? 10 million. 12 million.
I'm going to say she's worth 15 because she did do the Sharknado films.
So, Tara Reid is 45 years old.
Oh, you got me on age again.
And Tara Reid's only worth $2 million.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey. We that's funny. We both went 2-2 for both.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, y'all. I think that's a podcast.
Yeah.
Cabron. You know what's funny is I while we were golfing a couple of weeks back, I promised Spooz, or I agreed with Spooz, you know, if he started The Sopranos, I would start watching Sons of Anarchy, which I've never watched, and he's never watched The Sopranos. So
Those are both tragedies.
As we stand right now, I'm 6 episodes into the second season of The Sopranos for the third time. I just fucking started The Sopranos again. I said, fuck it.
It's a good show.
I love that show.
I know, it's a great show. I've gone through it twice.
Sons of Anarchy was good, but there was a lot of,
Sons I can only do once.
Yeah, and one time, one two watch through was good enough.
We'll see. I'll get to it eventually.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
I know that I'm going to end my evening golfing on PlayStation and watching The Sopranos, so there we go.
There you go.
I'm gonna watch Rainbow. I'm gonna play Rainbow Six for a little bit.
I thought you were gonna watch a Rainbow, and I was like, that's adorable.
I should go watch a Rainbow, but no.
A reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
LeVar Burton's still alive, everybody.
I know.
Just so you know.
I know.
Mr. Jordy LaForge. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was gonna say, people don't give Reading Rainbow enough credit. No, shout out to Jordy LaForge.
Yeah. Star Trek. Jordy LaForge was my favorite character on the Next Generation because he had the cool eye thing.
I was gonna say that was always my why I thought. Shout out to my brother Sean for being the one awkward Trekkie in the family.
Yeah, I watched it with my dad, and I tried to go back and watch the Next Generation again, and I went, oh. No, unfortunately, space diplomacy is not as exciting as I remembered.
No. Personally, I'm not a fan of the shows too much. I don't mind... I remember watching Voyager growing up. I remember watching Deep Space Nine. I remember watching Next Generation. I watched all the movies with my mom and my cousins. And then... but honestly, I like the new movies better than any of those. But that's me.
They weren't bad movies. All right, y'all. For well, Jason and Jake.
You shiny pieces of shit, people.
And...
Balls deep.
Like you said, you know, anal prolapsation and...
At your pleasure.
as far as analingus goes, if it smells fine, it's time to dine, and we're going to call it a week.
Eat shit!